This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is holding a news conference at the White House. It's the first time he's answered questions from reporters since Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. forces over the weekend. The president began the press conference with a statement that having Saddam in custody was an important development in post-war Iraq.
Now, this weekend's capture of Saddam Hussein was a great moment for the people of Iraq. Iraqi citizens have lost a source of fear, and they can now focus with confidence on the task of creating a hopeful and self-governing nation. The capture of the former dictator, the enemies of a free Iraq have lost their leader, and they've lost any hope of regaining power. The nightmare the Ba'athist tyranny is finally over.
President Bush was asked about reports that when U.S. troops found Saddam, they told him, President Bush sends his regards. The president was asked for the greeting he would like to give the former Iraqi dictator.
Good riddance. The world is better off without you, Mr. Saddam Hussein. It's fine. I find it very interesting that when the heat got on, you dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it. And our brave troops, combined with good intelligence, found you. And you'll be brought to justice, something you did not afford the people you brutalized in your own country.
President Bush at this morning's news conference. Joining me now are NPR's Mara Liasson and Vicki O'Hara. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I think one of the first questions had to do with whether this will, the capture of Saddam Hussein will accelerate the ability of the United States to leave, to wrap up its job in Iraq.
Well, the president said there is no timetable, there's no deadline, that they're going to stay until the job is done. That's the message he's been delivering during this entire effort, during the entire occupation. Certainly, the administration hopes that the capture of Saddam Hussein as a symbol will take some of the energy, kind of deflate the balloon of the Iraqi resistance. What we don't know yet is to what extent was Saddam Hussein controlling that resistance and all those car bombings and those attacks on American soldiers and on Iraqi policemen. The thinking is he wasn't controlling them completely, that a lot of the motivation for those attacks come not from loyalty to Saddam Hussein or an effort to reinstate him in power, but out of nationalism, out of pride, out of anger at the U.S. and the occupation and fealty to Islam. So many of the U.S. commanders there are warning that, in fact, those kinds of attacks may continue, increase, and accelerate, at least in the short term, and that would suggest that, no, we're not going to get out, at least in the short term, anytime sooner.
And I think the president alluded to that. He said that terrorists in Iraq remain dangerous, the work of the coalition remains difficult, and will require further sacrifice. And he went on to say that there are some in Iraq who will continue to test the will of the coalition and will try to kill coalition forces in hopes that they will leave. But the president made it very clear that that's not going to happen.
He was also asked about whether this might help expand the coalition. Of course, James Baker is in Europe now trying to do something on that order.
Well, he's in Europe trying to get the Europeans to forgive debt that they hold, Iraqi debt that they hold. In terms of expanding the coalition, the president said two things. One is we are constantly working to expand the coalition, but also he really argued with the premise of the question, which he often does, and he says we have a coalition. We have 60 nations involved. We have a very large coalition. Now, clearly, they want more help, especially on the financial end. That's why James Baker was designated in this new role, to go over and convince allies, especially European allies, to help financially, to write down the debt. Problem is that last week when the administration announced that only coalition members would get contracts there, that complicated James Baker's life tremendously.
But, you know, since the capture of Saddam Hussein, we have heard something a little more positive coming from France on the issue of debt relief. The French foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, said that he thinks that there is a possibility for compromise with, you know, other countries to which Iraq is indebted. That's primarily France, Germany, Russia, Italy is in that group. And so Baker will be talking to them tomorrow to try to convince them to, you know, relieve Iraq of some of that burden as the country tries to rebuild.
Any more on the interrogation of Saddam Hussein?
Originally, it was reported that Saddam Hussein had been taken out of Iraq to Qatar, possibly. That was never confirmed. But today, several members of the Iraqi Governing Council who were allowed to meet, who met with him after he was taken into custody, and one of them said that he is still in Iraq. And they talked to him, you know, apparently at Baghdad International Airport. So it's not really clear where he is and where he's being interrogated.
What are they going to do with him?
Well, for one thing, they're going to try to get information out of him, possibly about weapons of mass destruction. Although your interview this morning with one of the leaders of the governing council there, Adnan Pachaki, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Vicky can correct me, said, we really don't care about weapons of mass destruction. We really want to put him on trial for all the horrible things he did to the Iraqi people. It sounds like he will be put on trial by the Iraqi Governing Council, not taken to The Hague, although that's always a possibility. It sounds like he will be put on trial there, and he will be tried by his fellow countrymen.
One of the members of the Iraqi Governing Council who met with him said that he will be tried in Iraq. He will be tried by, you know, an Iraqi system of justice. And another member of the council said that there's a possibility that he could get the death penalty. Now, at the moment, Iraq doesn't have the death penalty, but the whole system of justice is going to be reconstructed, and it's possible that the death penalty could be reinstated. And today, one of the reporters asked President Bush if he would support the death penalty for Saddam Hussein, and the president wouldn't answer the question directly. He said something to the effect that, well, I have my own personal opinion. This is a brutal dictator. He did horrible, horrible things, but this is not my decision to make. It is a decision to be made by the Iraqi people.
You know, the whole question of putting Saddam Hussein on trial raises a lot of questions about the Iraqi constitution, which doesn't exist right now. And the Iraqi system of justice is a work in progress, and it's going to take a certain amount of time to get that in place before, I would expect, you could actually try him.
You know, human rights groups have been very concerned about the possibility of tribunals being set up in Iraq, as the Iraqi Governing Council says will happen. And simply because Iraq's system of justice is not very strong, they don't have a lot of lawyers, you know, with a lot of, who adhere to sort of international norms of judicial conduct. And human rights groups say that the judicial system is really going to have to be overhauled or have a tremendous amount of international participation and oversight if there are going to be fair trials conducted in Iraq, including for Saddam Hussein.
If I heard this news conference correctly, the president was asked when the United States would turn over custody to the Iraqis, and his answer was that we will work with the Iraqis.
I think that the United States and its partners are going to extract every last bit of information they possibly can get from this man before he is turned over to anyone.
And who gets the $25 million? That was the bounty.
That's a good question. I wonder if American soldiers are exempt from that. I think that probably was meant. But, of course, people did give tips. Now, that's something that the U.S. occupying powers will have to determine on their own, because clearly there were some Iraqis involved in helping the U.S. find him.
Thank you both very much. NPR's Mara Liasson and Vicky O'Hara.